Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. When you move to the U.S., I guess as Mike was saying earlier, there are non-immigrant visa options and the immigrant visa options. I'm going to assume that you're entering an immigrant visa option, right? So the moment that you enter through that U.S. airport, you, as at that date, you are typically subject to tax on your worldwide income. Even though you may have rental properties here in Dubai, or maybe you have investments, all your capital gains, interest, dividends, royalties, any revenue flow that you may have, it's both reportable and taxable. In addition to that, it may be counterintuitive, but the U.S. international tax rules are pretty aggressive when it comes to non-reporting. So it's not just about revenue collection. I think more important to the government is data. Data is gold to them. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know which bank accounts you have in the Emirates. They want to know which mutual funds you've invested in. Do you have any foreign pension structures? Do you have any foreign life insurance that may have a cash surrender value or may have underlying investments? Any investment, any source of revenue, they'd want to know, and it is potentially taxable. It could be because it kind of gets nuanced sometimes because, for example, someone may have visited the U.S. a few months. Let's say that it's a work-related visa. They work for Facebook. And Facebook is saying, well, we want you to spend some time in the U.S. in California. So they get the requisite type of visa with the help of Mike or someone else. If it is that they were visiting the office perhaps a month or two before for meetings or to spend time getting to know colleagues while they were waiting for the visa to come through, depending on the situation, it may be backdated to that time. But ordinarily speaking, normally, we see it at the point where they enter with the intent to remain long-term. Normally on an immigrant visa where it's clearer. So it starts from that date, the day that you land.